I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Screenwriter and film historian Tom Stemple is coming to Bloomington for a high school reunion. And he's bringing with him some talk about screenwriting, some talk about the history of film, and he'll be signing copies of his book, Understanding Screenwriting, Learning from the Good, the Not So Good, and Bad Screenplays. He'll be at Borders on East 3rd Street, Saturday afternoon the 1st from 2 to 4. Tom, thanks very, very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your high school days in Bloomington.
Well, I grew up in Bloomington. My father was the chairman of the journalism department at Indiana University for 30 years, and I spent my adolescence there, graduated in 1959, so this is my ARG 50th high school reunion, and so I'm going to be back in town for that. I have great memories of growing up in Bloomington.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about how you got into screenwriting.
Well, I went to graduate school at UCLA to study screenwriting, got what's called a Master of Fine Arts in Screenwriting, and I've written about 5 screenplays and 4 stage plays and a novel, all fiction, and none of my fiction has ever sold. The screenplays and the stage plays have never been produced, the novel's never been published. However, my nonfiction sells. This current book is my 6th book. I do a bunch of articles and book reviews. So I think the situation, as we describe it in our family, is my nonfiction sells because I'm much better at telling the truth than lying, which explains why I've never been a big success in Hollywood.
Gee whiz. Tom, this particular book, Understanding Through Looking at a Variety of Things, there are some people who'd suggest that the only way really to learn is by the touchstones, the acmes of perfection. But you seem to suggest that there are other ways around this sort of thing.
Well, yes, it's interesting. One of the publishers who turned it down said, why are you writing about the not quite so good and the bad screenplays? It just should be about the good ones. But the fact is, if you're a working screenwriter and you've done a draft of a script and you want to improve it, you want to look for the things that don't work. You know, so I think you ought to look at the stuff that doesn't work in the same way that business schools study the Ed Sullivan New Coke to see what happens when it goes wrong. You know, medical schools study disease and illness to figure out how to fix them. Well, it's the same thing with screenwriting. You look at the ones that don't work or the ones that sort of work and look at what works and what doesn't work in them.
How about an example of one of the ones that doesn't work, a real stinker?
A real stinker. A real stinker, I think, is Titanic. And I picked it because it's financially one of the most successful movies ever made, huge hit, mostly I think because of Leonardo DiCaprio, but the script really is not very good. And the interesting thing is the first draft of the script was better than the final draft, and that usually doesn't happen when the writer is also directing, and it was James Cameron in both of those cases. But I think Cameron got singing like a director and sort of adding elaborate stuff and stunts and special effects and all of that. And the revisions on the script just make it worse in some kind of ways. I mean, the character that Kate Winslet plays in the final film is just sort of incoherent. There's one scene on the promenade deck where she seems to be completely schizophrenic and having at least 3 different personalities in the course of one scene. So that's an example, one that doesn't work.
And what's perhaps the acme of perfection of screenplays?
Well, Lawrence of Arabia. You know, we tend to think of Lawrence in terms of the cinematography and the beautiful shots of the desert and everything like that. But that is a great script that does everything really well. It's got great characters. It's got an interesting structure and a rhythm to it. It's got some of the greatest dialogue in the history of the movies. Most people think of it in terms of the spectacle and the image and all of that, but at the basis of the film is this really great screenplay.
Tom Stemple talking about his book, Understanding Screenwriting, Learning from the Good, the Not So Good, and the Bad Screenplays. We've asked him about a bad one, a very good one, and he'll be talking about the one in the middle, the Not So Good, in addition, at Borders, Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.